complaints about that. Now, oh, that nasty Chris Myers telling kids to go out and buy fags and booze. No, I didn't say fags and booze. Beer and cigarettes. Completely different. I'm an upper class man. I don't just have any old fags and booze. Anyway, right, welcome to the show. On the show tonight, true or false, we've got 5 to 2. We've also got some more showbiz nudes and the life and times of Mozart. A little bit of education for you there.
Gloucester, 33 11 44.
Lapin, hello.
Talking to Muppets. Good evening, Christopher.
Mark the cabbie.
Hello.
God, blimey, you're early tonight. What's up with you?
Well, I'm bored.
Oh, great, thanks.
I'm bored, yeah, yeah.
Well, just as when you called up early and said you're bored, as opposed to later.
Why?
Because I might have been offended by the show being boring.
Well, you got a choice. You got a point there, yeah.
I've got a choice point.
I was going to say you got a choice.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. How are you, Mark the cabbie?
I'm getting me swings worded, mixed words, tongue twisted again.
Are you working at the moment?
Yeah, I'm just pulling out of this. Oh, look, just
you're just pulling out of this what?
This side street.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, well, yeah. That was earlier.
And are you having fun with... when was the last time you washed your big black cab?
Yesterday morning, on the rank.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey, you must have been busy yesterday morning.
Well, I got my wrist slapped.
Really?
Because all the old guys on the cab said, you shouldn't wash your cab, you should have it presented nice and clean.
You know, I get the impression that all these old-timers don't like you very much.
Well, they're
jealous of your fame and fortune.
Where you got to go, lads? Racist. Oh, here we go.
Where's he going?
Racy nightclub.
Oh, blimey. What's blimey. He going there for?
What's he going there for?
Yeah. Well, we all know what he's going there for. I don't think we need to ask any more.
good.
All right, well, listen, I'll leave you to your fare and I'll speak to you later.
All right, and bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, our first call of the night, it's Mark the Cabbie.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Oh, yes. I feel it's going to be a good show tonight, don't ask me why. After the abysmal, dreadful first 2 hours last night, we really pulled it back at midnight. And let me just say now that I'm undecided about banning kids from the show. Because, of course, like, if I allow kids to come on and start doing their thing, and then the next link I say something about bottom burps or something, or tummy bananas, then we're going to get people complaining that kids shouldn't be allowed to listen and all that nonsense. Man, it's not very fair. It's very unfair on the 15-year-olds and stuff, because, you know, it's like when you're 15, you know, you don't know any better. You're the oldest you've ever been, obviously, Chris, hey? But, so I'm going to have to put my foot down. Oh, I don't know. Should I? I don't know. Should I? Oh, I don't know. I'll play it by ear. If you want to phone up, you can do so, but if I think you're too young, then you are off.
Gloucester, 33 11 44.
Let's go. Better Music Mix, Simply Red, Mr. Ginger with Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Late Pit. On the show tonight, the busy one, true or false, Showbiz Nudes, our big 5 to 2 feature, more things to stick in our Late Pit wall, plus the life and times of Mozart. Now that a lot of the young people are on holiday, a lot of the students are on holiday, and we're kind of getting into April, I feel that, also the fact that we're in Radar Survey, listener sweeps, I feel that I should be educating my audience, and we'll be doing that tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, the new boss of the radio station still haven't left me a memo or anything. Still hasn't called me to say, hello, I'm the new boss. I don't know what the hell's going on there. I don't know if it's a sign, ladies and gentlemen. Or whether he's scared. I'm not sure. But I'll keep you updated on the new boss update. And at what? Looking at my new technical screen, it says Scouser on line 7. All the regulars now get priority, so it seems. Mark the cabbie first, and now Scouser's on line 7. All right, Scouser it is. Late, but hello.
Hello.
Scouser.
Late.
Hey.
I've got a new criteria for the show.
You got a new criteria for the show?
Yeah.
Right.
No school children.
Well, do you know, I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking maybe we should let the kids come on for the first 45 minutes of the show.
You've lost it. Your phone's just been cut off there.
No, I'm still here. It's just we haven't paid the bill, so BT keeps trying to switch us off.
No school children, right?
Right.
All the normal lunatics like me, Robin and Mark the cabbie, yes.
Yes, right.
But girls who look like Lindsay Dawn McKenzie, over 16.
You want them as well?
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Do you know, I think so.
Right.
You know, Lindsay Dawn McKenzie is only 17.
Yeah, but she's only just turned 17.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, you look at the picture and you think, well, hey, and then half of you thinks, whoa, no, I shouldn't be thinking such thoughts. But you can't help it, can you?
Well, I'll tell you something, you're going to end up getting solicitor's letters and everything for corrupting children's minds if this carries on.
Oh, well, I'm not. I tell them they're not allowed to listen to the show after 10 o'clock. It's nothing to do with me if the parents are so slack that their kids are listening. Now stop messing with my phone. Scouser? Oh, great. Hello?
Hello. Listen, do you want to start again?
Is that you or me?
It's you, it's not me.
It's not me?
Listen, my phone's in perfect working order.
Oh,
I pay
great.
My bills.
And now the phones are not working. What a great start to the show this has been.
It's going to be a crap show, isn't it? The reason I thought to ring you up early was I didn't want 2 hours of nonsense.
Hey, no, listen, you've got to admit, last night, granted, the first 2 hours were put, but we pulled it back.
Oh, yeah.
We did pull it back.
Past 12.
For once, the last 2 hours were better than the first two. And I brought... Oh, I forgot. Do you know, I bought some... get this, because I always start getting tired about like 12:30, 12:45.
Go on.
And so I bought some of this, and this is absolutely true. I actually forgot it. I've left it at home, but I bought some of this Red Bull. You know this energy drink?
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, advertised, you would never underestimate what a Red Bull could do, that one. Well, apparently, because it's not alcohol or anything, it's an energy drink, but apparently, according to various sources and friends of mine, you have a couple of these and you're awake for the next 3 years.
Well, I've had half a bottle of Blue Stripe and I'm wide awake.
No, well, there you go, mate, fair enough.
Do you
all
know
right.
What I mean?
Well, listen, I'll speak to you later. I'm going to go sort these phones out.
Yeah, and sort that new criteria out
for
the show. Everyone will be happy with that, believe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There you go. Scouser, ladies and gentlemen, and trouble with the phone, so it may seem. But if you still want to try, even though the phones look a bit cream-crackered, then call us right now.
Gloucester, 33 11 44.
What? Hello. Didn't think my microphone was switched on there. It made a noise and you heard me. That's what... Oh. All right, let's go to the outbreak. No wonder I'm not being nominated for the Sonys this year.
A big radio award ceremony in London. We haven't won.
On the way, Seal, Lionel Richie, Crowded House, The Cure, and next, ladies and gentlemen, new song from Bon Jovi, On the Late Bit.
Pine Furniture, to be passionate about.
Just great songs from the 80s.
My kind of music.
And 90s. Oh, yeah. The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Better music mix on the late bit. Bon Jovi. And the rest of the Motley Crue. Oh, no, Motley Crue, another band, aren't they? and these days, on the late bit, hello, this is Sean Connery, Chris Moyle speaking. Someone's left a copy of, and I don't want to know, I don't want to know who, but somebody has left a copy of She magazine in the studio. And, you know, I don't mind admitting to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not often I read She magazine. But this is the issue for May 96. It's £2, which is a bargain. And I'm reading through, and you know you get, in like in all the men's magazines, you get all these, well, I know this, you get all the free samples of perfume and stuff. And there's one in here. It's a sample of ladies' perfume. And it's foul. Oh. Maybe foul, but it's getting me quite high, so... Oh, I'll be enjoying that for the rest of the show there.
Gloucester, 33-11-44.
I didn't choke you. OK, I'm going to go to the calls, and if we get any kids, they have a few seconds to prove their want before we cut them off. You'll see why. If the kids are bad, then, you know, you'll know they're bad. Let's go to right at the beginning. Let's go to line one. Hello, line one.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I'm going to the Arsenal Leeds game, yeah?
Yeah.
And that
Leeds are a load of poo, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, I'd agree with you in that assumption.
Yeah?
Mm.
So you're going to lose on Saturday, ain't you?
I'm not going up till Saturday night.
All right.
So I'm not actually going to go to the match. But I will be watching, as usual, in the pub.
Yeah.
And I actually predict a Leeds win.
You do, well, your predictions are wrong, aren't they? So?
Yeah, I know, but this time...
This time?
Will be 2-1 to Leeds.
Nah, 3-1 Arsenal.
And Yeboah will score twice because he needs a couple of good goals. If he's playing it.
No, Bergkamp, Adams, you know.
Well, I think you're gonna find out you're wrong.
No, mate.
All right, I bet you a Dairy Lee on it.
All right, I'll find you Monday.
All right, little nipper.
All right, see ya.
Bye. See, he was a cute kid. Yeah, cute kids are all right. Hello, late bit.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
You know that man that was on last week?
You know that...
Man, DJ.
Oh, yeah, who was filling in, Paul.
Who is he?
Who is he?
Mm.
He's my dad.
No, the one that did when you were away. He was on.
Yeah, he's Paul, my dad.
All right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Layford, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, can you play me a song, please?
No, we don't do requests on this show. Blimey, how long are we doing this now? Hello, Layford.
Hello, my name is Sylvia Buvia. I'm watching you on the phone.
It's like, why have the kids on? This is why I'm putting my foot down with you kids.
I'm not a kid, though.
You see...
Hello, Chris.
It's sad when we have
it's
the kids.
It's me, Tristan.
Tristan? What, do you know your little brother? That's a loser then, unfortunately, Tristan. Sorry about that, mate. Anyway, I say for your intelligent call-up, we'll be right back.
Waiter?
Yes, sir.
The bill.
Gloucester, 309-309. The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
On the grave. Seal on the Better Music Mix. It's Kiss from a Rose. Good evening. Watch EastEnders tonight? What the hell's going on in EastEnders? Like, do the people who write these scripts think we're all stupid or something? I mean, like, they must do, because, I mean, the market for a state, you know that the market, they have a lot of trouble with the market. Now, this is a small market in a small borough of London. So, the majority of Mark's customers on his fruit and veg store, I can't believe I'm talking about this, the majority of Mark's customers will, of course, be regulars. And the regulars will still go to Mark, because if his stuff is cheaper than the other, they'll still go. But the big problem I have is, you work on the market stall, okay? And this big bully boy comes in with a few of his friends, and they start to threaten you. And, like, Mark and Sanjay are all getting upset about it. When, like, you know, four steps away in the local pub are the hard boys of the East End, the Mitchell brothers. You go in, you see the Mitchell brothers, you go, sort them out, will you? Sort them out. That's all it takes. Give them a few free cabbages, the odd free spud every so often, like payment, and you'll be sorted. Is it just me? I don't know. I just thought that was glaringly obvious, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I do with my time. Watch them. And then at 8:30 tonight on BBC One, there was anti-sporting bloomers. BBC One's hilarious show with Terry Wogan, featuring lots of very humorous sporting outtakes. And on ITV at the same time, Oddballs. ITV's show with the funny Eamon Holmes, featuring lots of humorous sporting outtakes. Great choice of viewing there, BBC and ITV. Nice one. What we're going to have tomorrow night at 8:30 on BBC One, Boring Wildlife. On ITV, Boring Wildlife with commercials. Nice. That's what I have to say on it, ladies and gentlemen, and they're just my views, obviously.
Gloucester, 33-11-44.
All right, let's jazz it up a bit and take some calls. Here you go. Got to go to the phones because everybody's phoning me. Let's go to line 6. Hello, 6.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. I speak to Chris Miles.
Speaking.
It's you?
Yeah.
All right, mate. I would just like to say that why can't kids, phone up and speak to you?
Because of the reasons I've given. Because, that like, 98% of the kids that phone up are just out there kids. And they phone up and they go, hello, my name's Peter Policeman. And they're not funny.
Yeah, but...
Sorry, they're not funny. Why are we going to the cabot mode there?
I'm not saying little kids, say, like, teenagers, say about my age.
And how old are you? How old's your age?
14.
Now, that's what I said, though. Intelligent 14 and 15-year-olds, it's a bummer for them because there are going to be some decent calls in there. Now, if you can prove your your intelligence, then I will allow them in the first hour of the break. But I can't, not after 11 o'clock, because then that just starts getting silly.
Yeah, well...
But you're okay.
Yeah, I listen to your show.
You can be our official okay 14-year-old.
All right, thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Because I listen to your show quite a lot, man.
And
it?
What's your name?
Matthew Gibbs.
Matthew, okay. Matthew is our official intelligent 14-year-old. You're our late bit kid.
Yeah.
Is that
you.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't mind being called the late bit kid?
No.
All right, you're the late bit kid then.
Right, thanks very much.
What's your name?
Matthew Gibbs.
No.
I'm sorry, yeah, the late bit kid.
It's the late bit kid.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Welcome to the family, Matthew.
Thank you.
Okay. How long? When are you back at school?
Got another week.
Another week.
Yeah, lots of time off. Very good.
And have you got any much homework?
No.
None at all?
No.
You didn't get any homework for the holidays?
Maybe about half an hour.
And have you done it?
No.
Are you going to do it?
No, probably not. Might leave it till last minute.
Yeah.
Good man.
Absolutely. Like, that's what we all do.
Mm-hmm.
What we all did, and what kids after you and I will do forever.
That's true.
All right, Matthew, late bit kid.
All right.
Nice speaking to the youth of today.
And you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, our late bit kid, Matthew.
Gloucester, 33-11-44.
I mean, joined by studio guests. DJ Dave and some girl. And they just wandered in together.
We're having an affair.
Oh, I don't want to know what you're having.
You slut.
Are you joking? No, that was a joke. Don't phone in and complain. I was talking to David, right? Okay, we're back with the new sound from Anna Ritchie.
Great value and choice. Anti Co-op.
You better believe it. Just Can't Help Believing is set to storm the charts.
This time the man is gonna stay.
The sensational debut single from Borsetta, released on the 25th of March. Buy it now from all good record stores.
As a business, how much will it cost? 102.
Best mix from the 80s
and 90s.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
I'm sorry, this is really boring. Sorry, I'll play the last 30 seconds of it. But I can't play anymore. Falling asleep. All the listeners are reaching into the Jamesons for some entertainment. Grows a beard and thinks he can release a naff song. I'm sorry. It's not on. I'll tell you, I'll play it after midnight.
Yeah, you see, I'll keep him listening, boss.
I'll play it after midnight in our love spot. What are DJs set of sexy names for their love features? Like the erogenous spot and things like that. I'll just call mine Bonk. After the midnight news, Bonk, a new love feature. Now let's call it Boff. That'll do. Boff. Two songs back to back while you... Boff. I don't know. There you go. New feature on the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go and take some more calls very quickly, and then I'll get another song in, maybe, before the news. Three, four, five, six, four, seven. I'm not going to have time, am I? Oh, all right, then let's go for it.
Gloucester, 33-11-44.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your show. I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And has Robin phoned up yet?
Robin hasn't phoned up yet.
All right. Do you think you could play me a song, please?
Well... See, you've got such a little cute voice that I don't want to be nasty to you, but, you know, I have to. We don't play songs for anybody on this show.
Okay.
We don't do... How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay. Have you heard much of tonight's show?
Pardon?
Have you heard much of tonight's programme?
Yeah, I've heard a bit of it, yeah.
Have you heard any of the bits where I come on and say, no kids or lads phone up because they're all a bit pap?
No.
No, okay then.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Arsenal is better than Lee.
Okay, well, just as well you're only... How old did you say you are?
11.
Just as well you're 11, otherwise... 11. Yeah, otherwise I'd have come round and slapped you silly. All right.
Okay, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice kid.
step off the cliff. She's a good-looking woman, isn't she? He's a good-looking man. The perfect ugly couple for the 90s. Everything but the girl with missing. Yum, yum, yum.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
And we're back after the news. Little fella will be here in just a moment. Also, true or false. And we've got Blur, Oasis, and to celebrate, sorry, and to commiserate the demise of Take That, we've got Take That coming up.
If you're looking to sell.
The Pepsi Network chart, turning blue.
You're going to the Blue Lagoon.
That was Steve after we turned his world blue last Sunday. Now, since then, ketchup turned blue, postboxes turned blue, Zoe Ball's turned blue, and now Concorde's even turned blue. Want to win a trip to fly supersonic on board the Blue Concorde? You know where, you know when.
The Pepsi Network chart.
Sunday at 4, live across the UK.
Greetings, citizens from Sydney.
From Winchcombe to Burnley. Complete news and information for Gloucestershire. The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Bill Overton. The Dunblane School gym is to be torn down. The building at the primary school, where 16 children and their teacher were shot dead, is being demolished at the wish of staff and victims' families. Stirling Council says the work will start next Wednesday, and once again the media are being asked to stay away. John Major's already promised the government will cover the cost. An armed raid has killed himself following a bungled robbery at a jeweller's in Hull. He fired shots as police gave chase before turning the weapon on himself. The government's condemned the IRA's Easter statement, which reaffirms its commitment to the armed struggle. It says the terrorists are forcing people to look over their shoulders during the holiday. President Clinton's advisor on...
Well, thank you, Mr. Bill... Bill, for the news. I am Little Fella. And now, it's time for another great song. One, two, three, four. Woo! My name's Little Fella. I'm very sexy and very small. I am Little Fella. That's my name, so please don't call me Paul. I am very funny with lots and lots of jokes. I go out with supermodels, never any blokes. I am Little Fella, and now here come Blur with girls and boys. Here we go then.
Just great songs from the 80s and 90s.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
A better music mix.
Hello, I'm Zippy. Sing a song because I'm the best singer.
What are you going to sing, Zippy?
The teapot song. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Streets like a jungle.
Yeah, we have it on all day at work. The customers love it. They listen when we're getting ready to go out in the evening.
More music. The morning crew is good fun, good to listen to. That's all around better radio station.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Fortunately, the rumours are true. How Deep Is Your Love is going to be our last single together. It's something that's been growing over the last 6 months. And when you rise...
Take That, How Deep Is Your Love, and before that, Girls and Boys from Blur.
It's something that's been growing over the last 6 months.
And no wonder the boys all wanted to get away from him. Well, I don't understand Mark, but there you go. And Andy Peters is leaving the BBC to go to ITV, and the rumours are in the press yesterday and again today that Mark Owen is to take over Live and Kicking. That's right, Live and Kicking Dog Yap. Woo! So that'll be fun, won't it? The beautiful Emma Forbes, professional that she is, granted, she does have a little bit of dandruff going on, but she's all right. And then Mark Owen. But, you know, it's not a bad thing. I don't, because I actually like Mark Owen, not obviously in a fancy way. Well, all right, then I do a little bit. But Mark Owen's great, because every time you see him, he looks as though he's just having such a laugh. Sorry, laugh from the north. He just he's having such a laugh all the time. It's like, you know, because like every award he gets on the Smash Hits Awards, they just can't get rid of him. Can I introduce the next award, Andy? Can I? No, go on, bugger off. No, He's like a young version of Toby Anstis. Like Toby Anstis on speed. Oh, God, I'm going to learn 3,000 words a minute. Bless him. Anyway, right, thank you very much for that. I just thought I'd share some thoughts with you.
Gloucester, 33-11-44.
If that's okay with you there, listeners. All together. And now it's time for ice cream. From the cinema? No? Okay. Your kids going to these new high-tech cinemas won't know what Pearl and Dean is. They think it's some kind of acne cream. Godspots, get Pearl and Dean. I don't know. Anyway, right. Let's go to line four. Hello, four.
Hello. I would just like to say...
Kid. Late bit, hello.
Chris,
it's Robin! Thank goodness, an intelligent voice in this sea of kiddies.
I know. I've been trying to get thirsty since 10:05.
And there's another week of these holidays to go for some of them.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
What is going to go on?
When you think about it, you start school about four, yes, in nursery, and you're either 16 if you want to get a job, you're not going on for higher education. In those 12 years, you think how much schooling you actually do.
Yeah.
Your half terms, your summer holidays, your winter holidays, everything
else. And for some of these kids, fanning up, not enough, by the look of it.
I don't think it is, because they lack common sense these days, because what they're allowed to use is computers, calculators, everything.
That's it, they lack common sense. Robin,
you do lack common sense.
Hit the nail on the head there, Mr. Man.
So, anyway.
Yes?
He's standing.
Who? What?
Mrs. Standing.
Mrs. Standing, Violet.
Yeah. She said she wants to be remembered to you.
She wants to be what, sorry?
Remembered to you.
She wants to be remembered to me.
Yeah, she's laughing in the background.
Oh, that's all right. What? How could we ever forget a woman like Violet?
That's right.
And is she okay? Tell her Chris says hello.
Well, Chris says hello. Chris says hello. Did you hear that?
No, what did she say?
She said, good evening, Chris.
She's great.
Lovely woman. Lovely, lovely woman.
Lovely, lovely. Hey, listen, Robin.
Yes?
I've got this copy of She magazine in the studio.
Yes?
And it's got this perfume. I'd just like to rub it against the microphone. I'd like you to smell it for me and tell me what you think. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to rub it now. Take a good whiff of that.
Body odour.
Expensive body odor. Actually, it smells like my friend Helen.
Does it?
Yeah, not body odor, obviously. I don't mean that. I mean.
You don't mean Helen Lee, do you?
Right?
You don't mean Helen Lee, do you?
I'm not saying which Helen. I don't know who that one is. Helen.
Smith.
Yeah, Helen Smith. Whoever the heck that is. All right then. Well, thanks. Listen, we'll move on.
God bless.
Thanks for breaking the mold of the kids. Good night.
And I will be listening over the weekend.
All right. Good. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's all right. I only do 4 hours of the weekend, but you listen for the whole weekend. That's fine by me. Right, in the next hour of The Late Bit, Showbiz Nudes will be here, and we will start our new feature for tonight, The Life and Times of Mozart. All that coming on The Late Bit, on the Better Music Mix. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with Oasis.
Hello, I'm Jill Gascoigne. You know...
102.
7 Sound FM.
Next time you're sitting next to a big fat man on the bus eating crisps, shoot the bugger!
Just great songs from the 80s.
Oh, my favourite songs.
And 90s.
That's the power of... moving on.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Oasis and Wonderwall.
You wouldn't want your breakfast bacon to taste of cat, would you? So throw some nice tasty birds in.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
And now it's time for another trip down to Ivor the Engine.
Ivor the Engine. Look, there he is at Lanyog Station. I suppose there's not a lot to do today, or he'll be off somewhere with his little flat truck.
Most probably. Sorry, that's a theme tune for Robin. Robin's already beans. That was a Robin theme. And this is Escape theme. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go to a line. Oh, my friend Helen's here, who smells of the smell out of the magazine.
Hello.
Hi. Choose a line that we're going to go to next.
Three.
Line four. Hello, line four.
Hello.
Hello there.
All right. Yeah. I just want to say, is this Chris?
Yes.
Right. The music that I heard earlier on, was that the Bergerac theme tune music?
It was the Bergerac.
It was, yeah, when you were talking about how rubbish EastEnders was, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a list of questions here for you. By the way, how many girlfriends do you had?
How many girlfriends have I had? What, this week?
Well, this week started then.
Let me think. Stella, Catherine, Emma, Jill.
Any Page Three girls?
Well, they weren't Page Three girls at the time, obviously.
Oh, but they are now.
But I make them into Page Three girls. Because I end up usually going, whoa, great pair, love. Let's have a step.
By the way, what are you talking about Monday? About the Pepsi Max over at the table?
Yeah.
She's definitely naked.
She's not definitely...
She is definitely
naked.
You can see
it's a major VPL, and if you can't see it, you're blind.
I'm sorry, but I think she's definitely naked. I'll hand you over to my mate now, here.
Oh, yeah, great.
Mate, I was listening to Monday, and you can definitely see that little V. You can definitely see that V.
Right.
All right.
There's no V in Zoe Ball, so I don't know how the hell you got with that, but thanks anyway. Late, but hello.
Hello?
Oh, great, speakerphone. Hello?
Hello?
Pick the phone up, you lazy trout.
Oh, my God, Pardo, that's not nice, Chris.
Lazy. Hello, Laybird.
Hello there.
Hello.
You found an answer to the phone, then?
Yes.
Is that Chris?
It is Chris.
Are you going to put me on the radio, then?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I want to discuss your lack of rudeness.
My lack of rudeness?
Yeah, you're just not being rude enough.
What the hell do you mean by that, fat ass?
That's not very nice. He's got a fat ass. You've got to see my mate. He's got a really fat ass.
I thought you wanted me to be rude.
Well, yeah, no, you've got to be rude on the radio. I mean, you're getting like these 11 and 14-year-olds phoning.
Yeah, I know, but I can't be rude to them, because if I turn around and go, hey, you great big homosexual lardy bottom eye-burping toss, they'll just go, what? So...
Oh, yeah,
not that calling somebody homosexual is a bad thing. Sorry, that was just my northernness coming out. I'm dropping myself right in it now. Aye? I get beaten up when I go down the Queen's Head tonight, won't I?
Queen's Head?
I don't know. Anyway, well, I'll try and be more nasty then. All right, Waxies.
Just make sure you...
Oh, if you can't even get the words out, don't bother. Stammer boy. Right, okay, coming up next, it's The Life and Times of Mozart. So keep it here on the Better Music Mix.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Thanks, love. She's worth her money, isn't she? Did she sound any more bored, that woman? Sorry, right, okay. The Life and Times of Mozart next after Eddie Reader. And she's next.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Well, I was listening to Radio 1, but they've talked so much, so I switched over to 7 Sound now.
The music is really good.
It's true what they say, it's the better music mix.
It's really funny, we always have a laugh listening to it.
Eddie Reader, bit of a moose, but great voice, and the patience of angels before that was... What's wrong with that?
She's not a bit of a moose, she's very attractive.
She wears glasses?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, you know... I don't trust people who wear glasses. They have something to hide.
Like what?
I don't know. Why do they have to wear those big glassy things in front of
them? Because they can't see properly.
Blind moose, then.
It's no excuse.
What are you doing on my show?
Who are you?
I have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for The Life and Times of Mozart. Here we go. To most people, this is a year of little significance. A few may know that it was the year the Seven Years' War started. Fewer still may be able to name some of the personalities involved, such as Frederick the Great, or Pitt the Elder, or General Wolfe, or even Postman Pat. But almost everybody has heard of Mozart, even if they didn't know he was born in 1756. And more of The Life and Times of Mozart later. Thank you very much indeed.
The new 7 Sound FM.
At 102.4.
Gunners Gloucester, we need
your local benefits agency office.
A better music mix.
The new 7 Sound FM. Great songs from the 80s and 90s.
It's a very, very sad song. All about a funeral and death. That's wet, wet, wet and mourning. Excuse me.
Not so very long ago, in the top left-hand corner of Wales, there was a railway. It wasn't a very long railway or a very important railway, but it was called the Merioneth and Llantysilly Rail Traction Company Limited, and it was all there was. And in a shed, in a siding, at the end of the railway, lived the locomotive of the Merioneth and Llantysilly Rail Traction Company Limited, which was a long name for a little engine, so his friends just called him Ivor.
I'm not surprised, really, because that's a lovely name for a little railway engine type thing. No, blimmin' up. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for part two of The Life and Times of Mozart. Mozart may be long gone, but his name lives on. The reason is simple. He wrote music that people still love to hear and play, and was one of the supreme geniuses in Western art, working in a medium that affects people as no other art form does. Wolfgang was born into a small family. He was only the second survivor out of six children, and his mother nearly died giving birth to him. More from the life and times of Mozart at the same time next year. The Better Music Mix. It's a beautiful song from the Beatles, I think. I'm not sure.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. First floor, telephones, gents' ready-made suits, shirts, socks, ties, hats, underwear and shoes going up.
Good morning, Captain Peacock.
Good morning to you, Mrs. Slocum. Trouble with your, Oh, God, I can never bring myself to say it. Good morning, Mrs. Slocum. Trouble with... I can never say it. Especially with a female in the room. Good morning, Mrs. Slocum. Trouble with you... I can't do it! You know the word I'm talking about, don't you, listeners? Puppies. That's it. Oh, okie-dokie. Right, let me get my big dance... left field CD in the machine, because I want to do a big stack of calls all together in a row. Here we go. So you listen to all these punters, and then we'll be back.
The new 102.4 7 Sound FM.
Whenever I switch on, it's one of my favourites.
It's true what they say, it's the better music mix.
Oh, it's better than Radio 1.
It's definitely the music.
It's brilliant.
For the 80s and 90s, 7 Sound's number one.
OK, I'm ready then.
Gloucester.